Now, we do the chapter today of Hilchos Deos, the laws of character, Perek Shlishi, the third chapter, in the standard Rambam, so we'll be on page Yud Gimel. Halacha Aleph. Shema Yoma Adam, perhaps the person will say, Ho v'kina v'tayla v'akavar k'yotza behem, derech ro'a heim, since envy, pleasure-seeking, glory, honor-seeking, and similar characteristics are a bad path. And what seen as Adam and Olam, and they remove a person from this world, they destroy his life. Efresh mehem beyoser, I will separate myself from them to an extreme. Vesrachik l'tzarachon, I will go to the opposite extreme. I won't eat any good food, like meat or drink wine. V'loyisa isha, I won't get married. V'loyisha bedira, he won't sit in a dira na'a, in a nice residence. V'loyubos malbush na'a, he won't wear nice clothing. L'asak, v'atzemer akasha, u'kiyotzi behem, like a sackcloth or a kind of hard wool and other things like that. K'gon kahane avdei kochavim, like the priests of certain other religions who practice this extreme asceticism. Says the Rambam, "Gamze derech rahi. This is a bad path. V'atzer leilach ba. You're forbidden to go on this path. Hamahalach b'derech zu nikrachote. One who follows this extreme path is called a sinner. Shri'omer b'nazir. It says by the nazir, the person, the Nazirite who separates himself from drinking wine and contaminating himself to the dead and cutting his hair. It says there, the keeper alav meshachote ala nefesh. He shall be atoned for his sin upon the soul. Amr Chachamim. So the sages say like this. Maim nazir shalo pirish el min ayayin. Tzarech kapara. If a nazir who only withheld himself from drinking wine still he needs an atonement, because it would have been better that he should have been able to serve God even with drinking wine. He shouldn't have needed this extreme of giving up the wine. Hamanei atzmo mikol davar v'davar. If someone refrains from everything or from many, many things, alagas kama v'kama, certainly he needs atonement. As we'll see later in the Rambam, the ideal is, and the way a person is supposed to live is, not that he has to deny himself everything. He's able to serve God while he eats and normally and drinks normally and wears normal clothes. The whole point is not just to deny yourself all sorts of things, because that's not the purpose of it. The purpose is to serve God in all things, to be aware of God, to be conscious of God, to grow in your knowledge of Him. And this is sort of being sidetracked into other things, and it's going in the wrong direction. Therefore, the sages commanded, a person should withhold and refrain from only those things that the Torah says he should. He shouldn't prohibit himself with vows and oaths on things that are actually permitted. The sages said, isn't it enough what the Torah forbade you? You are making other things forbidden upon yourself by making a vow or an oath that you cannot have them. B'chlal hazeh included in this category of those who are going too extreme. Those who are always fasting. That's not the right, good way. The sages forbade a person to afflict himself overly with fasting. Concerning these and things like them, King Shlomo said, don't be too righteous, don't be too wise, why should you desolate yourself? Of course, you're supposed to be very righteous, but he means a kind of asceticism that sees the way of serving God by denying all sorts of things, rather than the true path, which is to be able to serve God with all of these things, as we'll see. Halacha Beis. A person has to direct his whole heart and all of his actions to know God. In other words, don't think the Rambam is saying, don't deny yourself. Go and enjoy life and have all of the physical pleasures. That's not quite what the Rambam is saying. The Rambam is saying, you don't have to deny yourself the physical things. But in all of life, you should be seeking to know God. Everything that he does, when he sits, when he gets up, when he speaks, is all directed towards this. Keta, for example. If he does business or work in order to be paid, he shouldn't simply think that he wants to amass money. He should do these things to find those things that his body needs. He needs food and drink and a house and a wife. And once he has all of these things, once he's living a normal life, what does he do with his life? That we'll see soon. But first, another example. When he eats or drinks or has marital relations, he shouldn't do this simply to have pleasure. So he's only eating or drinking what tastes good to the palate and only having marital relations in order to have pleasure. He should have in mind that he's eating and drinking to make his body and the limbs of his body healthy. He shouldn't eat anything that the palate desires, anything that tastes good, like a dog or a donkey would. He should eat whatever is healthy and good for the body, whether it's bitter or whether it's sweet. You shouldn't eat things that are bad for the body, even though they taste good. For example, if a person has a hot kind of flesh, he's a hot kind of person, for him it's not good to eat meat or drink or eat honey or drink wine. Shlomo says that sometimes eating honey is also bad for you. So such a person, his constitution calls for him not to eat these things, even though they taste good. He doesn't eat them. Instead, he drinks a kind of endive water, endive soup, even though it's bitter, because that's good for that kind of constitution. We'll see in the next chapter, the Rambam will talk all about things that are healthful and unhealthful for the body. So, Shininsa, we find Shosav Ochel Dechafua, he's eating and drinking for health purposes, Bavad alone. Kishiyavri v'yamacholim, he should be healthy and be standing completely. Hoviyav shalom liya salabachilashti, because a person can't live without eating and drinking. V'chankishiyiva, when he has marital relations, lo'yivol alakdei lahavros gufo, he should only have relations in order to be healthy for his body. In order to have children. He doesn't have sexual relations whenever he has a desire for it. But when he knows that for health purposes he should have relations, or in order to have children. The Ravid adds, similarly, the commandment of the ona, the set time that you're supposed to have relations with your wife to satisfy her, if she is particular about it, if she wants it, you have an obligation to her. The Kesef Mishnah says the Rambam would not argue with this. He's only talking about those things that are up to you. The ona, the set time of marital relations, is an obligation. And unless your wife is not interested, you have that obligation upon yourself. And the Rambam is not talking about that. Now, the Rambam explained just now that he should do everything to be healthy. But what's the purpose of being healthy? We haven't really come to the point yet. Don't do things just because they're enjoyable and pleasurable. Do them to be healthy. Why should you be healthy? Now he says, Halacha Gimel. Hamana gatzma pir refuah. If someone follows all of these healthful practices, in some alibo shia kol gufo vevav shlemim bavad, if his only intention is to have a good, strong body and limbs of his body, ushiel abadim osim alachto v'amel letzarcho, he should have sons who work for him and toil for his sake. Enzer dachto, but that's not a good path either. He should put to his heart that the reason that his body should be whole and strong, so his soul should be straight and should be able to know God. Because it's hard, it's impossible for him to understand and look at wisdom if he's hungry or sick or one of his limbs is in pain. That's why he does these things in order to serve God and understand his Torah. And you should have in mind that he should have a child, a son, because perhaps that son will be a great wise man in Israel. If a person is following this way all of his days, then he's constantly serving Hashem. Even when he's in the middle of doing business. Even when he's having marital relations. Because his intention in all things is to fulfill his needs so that his body should be whole in order to serve God. Even in the time that he's sleeping, if he's sleeping in order to have his mind function properly, his body should rest, he shouldn't get sick and run down, and he won't be able to serve Hashem when he's sick. So it comes out that his sleep is a service of Hashem, blessed is he. Concerning this, the sages commanded, Yamrun said, all of your deeds should be for the sake of heaven. So this is what Shlomo says in his wisdom, know Hashem in all of your ways, and he will straighten your path.